this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Ramadan is a very special time for Muslims all over the world. During the month of Ramadan, Muslims spend time practicing their religion and fasting. Now, family togetherness during Ramadan is especially important for parents of young children and adolescents. Children's early experiences of Ramadan informs the feeling and memories they associate with this blessed month throughout their lives. Now, creating family traditions to get children excited about and engage with Islam during this month will help them grasp the whole, will help them grasp hold of the aura of blessings and sacredness that we as adults, that adults cherish about Ramadan. So, how do you go about getting your children excited about Ramadan? At what age do parents let their children fast and get fully involved in all activities that concerns Ramadan? Well, let's hear from some parents.
When I was small, my granny used to tell me that I should do half, then in the afternoon I'll eat, in the evening we'll break fast together. I did the same to my child. At age 8, she started doing one full day. Age 9, the same thing, but not all the 30 days or 29 days. But at age 10, she did 24. Age 11, we are just here. But Islam said start teaching them as from those ages I earlier mentioned. Then fasting become compulsory whenever the person gets to puberty, maturity. If it's a girl, when she starts menstruating, fasting has become compulsory on her forever.
I introduced my daughter, my child, to fasting as at 8 years. That was last year, though it wasn't from morning till night. It was from morning to 12, but this year, inshallah, I will try let us start the full one.
From age 10 is okay. And I will also advise parents to always encourage their children to fast.
Those are some parents there telling us how they get their children involved in Ramadan. Fasting during Ramadan is obligatory for able-bodied adult Muslims. Fasting is one of the five pillars of Islam and is considered a vital aspect of the religion. But children are not typically expected to fast during Ramadan until they reach puberty. Now, how many young people are taking full part in the Ramadan and at what age did they start? I had a chat with some young Nigerians and this is what they had to say.
Started fasting around the age of 8. Also around the age of 8 or 9, although it wasn't strict at the time. That was, I could fast one day on, one day off, or one day on and 2 days off, because I had not yet reached the age where fasting is compulsory in Islam. So I started fasting around the age of 8. Then around the age of 11 or 10, I think I started fasting fully. Started fasting almost every day. Only the days where maybe I'm sick or due to one reason or the other, I'll not be able to fast. Then that was when I didn't fast.
I started fasting at the age of 8 to 10. The age of 8 was just like for a few days, you'll be like, they want fast today, don't fast tomorrow, or you do half day, just like practice to get used to fasting. Age 9, same thing. Then from age 10, we started fasting like maybe 15 out of 30. I can't really remember, but from the age of 12, I know I was completing my fast. That's 30 over 30 before when I started. But most times for girls, Islamically, or I don't know if I can say generally, but Yoruba girls in my in South area, Yorubas, they do train them from like 7, 8. You fast day 1, you don't fast day 2, fast day 3, don't fast day 4, just to like get used to it. Then from 10, 11, 12, you pick up well.
Okay, so fasting, I started fasting when I was I think when I was 11, 10 years old. So it was really nice at that time, you know, everything was easy at that time. So the fasting was a lot of vibe coming together with Muslim brothers and sisters, you know, the Ramadan period. Although it was kind of hard because, you know, someone was very young and yeah, it was kind of, it was still awesome, you know, because it's a Ramadan time and it's a good, it's a very good time for us Muslims. And yeah, it is what it is. But I started fasting when I was 10, 11, yeah. That time I was very, very young, like a small boy. But, you know, I just had to, you know, just put my all in it, you know, so I can get used to it. Like right now, as I'm fasting and the community, everyone flowing with the Ramadan and yeah.
Those are some young Nigerians speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We're going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're asking what age is appropriate to introduce children to fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. Before we went on break, we heard from some parents who told us how they introduced their children to fasting and at what age. We further spoke to some young people who told us what age they started fasting and what fasting is like for them now. Family togetherness during Ramadan is especially important for parents of young children and adolescents. Now, during the holy month, what age is actually appropriate to introduce the children to fasting? An imam educates us.
My name is Hassan Hussein, the chief imam of Muslim community in Mosque Zone 5, Masaka. Basically, according to Islamic rule, children are only encouraged to fast, but it's not compulsory upon them. So as children, if they wish to fast, you can allow them to fast. If they want to break it, it is permissible for them to break it since they are not matured. So according to Islam, it's not compulsory for children to fast. This is the rule. Okay. But according, like, in terms of prayer, you are asked to instruct them to pray at the age of 7. If they get to 10, they refuse to pray, you punish them. But that for fasting is only encouragement.
Okay, so at what age does the encouragement stop and you insist that they start fasting?
Like from 7, you encourage, to 10, you encourage. The only time it is compulsory for them is when they are matured.
Yes.
There is no specific age for you to make them to fast compulsory until when they are matured. That is the Islamic rule.
Okay, so according to Islam, what are those things you expect parents to teach their children, you know, during Ramadan? Especially the fact that they are not fasting, but they are watching you fast. Now, what are those things you expect, you think parents should teach their children and educate them about Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, what they should know?
Okay. One, they should know that this is a month of blessing and is a month of giving gifts. It's the month of recitation of the Holy Quran. It's the month that you sacrifice for others to benefit. If you are blessed with any resources, is it wealth, is it whatsoever, at least put a smile in the face of people, help the needy, and always devote yourself to God Almighty in terms of worshiping your God, and also respect people's feelings in this month. And you take them to mosques frequently, where the tafsir is being observed, take them to prayer, when the night prayer. These are some of the things that parents should encourage their children to do.
Okay. So let's go back to the part of prayer. What age is appropriate, you know, to introduce them into, you know, start introducing them gradually into prayers and then getting them to love Islam for themselves? What age is appropriate for that? And how do you encourage parents to go about it?
Yes, according to the teaching of the Prophet, you instruct your children to pray at the age of 7, but you don't beat them. You only instruct them, you teach them the value. Mm. At the age of 10, now you have had more age, then you punish them if they refuse to pray. So, that punishment should not be you maltreat them or you harass them. No, you tell them the importance of what they are doing and how it's going to be useful to them here and the hereafter. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says you separate their bed. That is, if you have boys and girls as your children, at the age of 10, they have started having some feelings and sense of belonging. You separate their bed. You don't mix boys and girls in the same room, even though they are your children. So all these are things that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has teach us to teach our children so that they will grow up and understand the value of prayer and also Islam.
So as parents, what's your word out to parents when it comes to teaching their children Islam and making them understand the importance of Ramadan and why they need to either pray or support their parents during this period?
Yes. As a parent, I would like children should stay with their parents to look at what their parents are doing. You always involve your children in all the Islamic activities. As a father, as a mother, your children always look at you, your dressing, everything that has to do with your life. Your children imitate you. So you have to let them know what you are doing. You put them into it practically. You stick them to wherever you are going that has to do with Islam. Let them see the value. You give them money to give as charity when you go to the mosques. You give them food to give the needy, to assist people if you want to. Don't do it alone. Don't hide. Mm-hmm. Always involve them and show them so that they will grow up with this kind of attitude and they will see, I inherit this from my father or from my mother or from my family. We have children, people saying this because they saw their father or their mother or their relative doing it. So these are kind of things that, as a parent, whatever you are doing about Islam, involve your children. Mm. Show them, take them to wherever you are going. And also, as a parent, don't do anything that your children will see the bad side of Islam. Because sometimes some parents always do things that is not even in Islam for their children to see, and they will thought that is Islam. People need to be careful. You need to be careful because always family is the first school that the children acquire knowledge before you take them out. So this is what I was saying. And again, Ramadan is a month of forgiveness. Forgive people and always tell your children that this is a month of forgiveness. Whoever harmed you, whoever did anything wrong to you, please try to forgive him so that Almighty Allah will forgive all of us.
That was an imam there speaking. Just the fact that you are making an effort with your children during this month means that you are doing things right just to be together. Most of all, Ramadan is the best opportunity to talk more with each other, listen more to each other, and grow together as a family, both spiritual and in character. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.